Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, March 7th. After yesterday's sell-off, giving back all of the gains from the previous day, markets have held near their lows in corn and soybeans, but wheat has gone through Friday's low and put in new contract lows. So let's take a look at the wheat. We've got May down 5.5 cents, 444.5. Kansas City May down a nickel at 433.5. Export sales, not enough there to get any kind of bounce in the wheat, just a couple of pennies. When they were released at 7:30, 826,000, much higher than the average estimate of between 200 and 550,000. Taking a look at corn, pressured by the weakness in wheat, May down 2 cents, 370.5, December down 2 at 393, holding above last Friday's low. Export sales in the middle of the range, 1.25 million metric tons. That was versus estimates of 700,000 to 1.7 million metric tons there. And in the beans, we've got May up 2 cents at 904, November up 1.25 cents at 938, with the May putting a low at 1.25 overnight. Didn't quite get down to the previous day's 01 low, or the low from last Friday, coming in at $9.50. So again, chatter that there is negotiations going on between the U.S. and China. This is over video conference, Skype, or some similar technology, but still ironing out the details that they have been ironing out here for several months. So kind of the boy who cried trade deal here. People are no longer believing it and are going to wait for something substantial in order to maybe turn these markets around. Open interest on yesterday's sell-off, pretty drastic increases across the board there in corn, wheat, and soybeans, probably new shorts entering the market. So if we do get some kind of deal, hopefully that will just add fuel to the short covering rally back to the upside. In outside markets, dollar stronger overnight, up 41 points at 97.21. So we're back at new highs here since February 15th. We've got crude oil trading up 50 cents a barrel, 56.72, and we've got the stock market, which was trading lower yesterday, again, not liking the China developments or lack thereof, down about 50 points in pre-opening trade as well. Markets may be a little bit quiet here as we await tomorrow's WASDE report. Not a whole lot of excitement expected out of that report. Maybe some adjustments in ethanol use for corn, and also maybe a surprise or two regarding South American production, most notably what is going on in Brazil, dropping from the 117 level, maybe with some privates down around 112 metric tons. So we will have to see what that brings tomorrow. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.